last home series at Mariucci. What's the feeling going in?
It's pretty crazy. Obviously, I've been here 4 years, but it feels like I've been here for 2 weekends. It's been going by so quickly, and as a freshman walking in and being in that national championship, it kind of just flew by, and all the older guys were so disappointed, more disappointed than I was, just because that was my first year, and I didn't really get to be there for that long. They just always told me it's going to go quick. You don't get here every year. And since that moment, we haven't been back, and it's so hard to get there. But, you know, we have a great team this year, and I'm confident in our group, and we just got to take it 1 weekend at a time and end off on a high note for the regular season.
Do you think this will be an emotional weekend for the seniors?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have 2 more practices here left, Mariucci, and it's kind of sad just because we've had so many good memories here, and I've had such a great group of guys throughout my 4 years here that I just became family with, and obviously playing in front of these fans are the greatest fans in college hockey, and I'm going to miss them a lot. But yeah, I just want to win 2 games for them.
What kind of things do you hope that the younger guys can take away from the seniors that are graduating this year?
Just like I said, that it goes by quicker than you think. You never know until you go through it. You learn a lot of lessons, too. I want to make sure that as a senior, I give the freshmen a great experience. And so when they become seniors, they can give the next freshman an experience that I had. So you just got to be a good teammate and a good leader and just kind of lead as a role model.
You guys have a chance to make some history this weekend with a 4th consecutive Big Ten title and a 6th consecutive conference title in a row. Is it something that you're thinking about?
Yeah, it's always in the back of our head, but to me it's just another game. You can't really put a game more important than the other just because I know they'll start screwing you with your head and you'll just start thinking about things that aren't really needed. You just got to go out there and be confident and be confident with the guy next to you. Just trust that they're going to do their job because we're in a good position right now and we're leading in a good direction. We've had good practices this week, so just trying to get that first 10-minute game going on Friday and just go from there.
Was Friday a good reminder about how to manage the puck against a talented team?
Yeah, you can't beat yourselves. You can't turn it over. Especially this time of the year, Houston will end up in the back of your net, and that's just not what you want. You got to manage the puck every shift and just take care of it and play percentage hockey.
Do you see that in video this week from the coaches?
Yep. Every week we'll go over last weekend's games, the good and the bad. You want to go over the bad as much as you can just to make sure you learn from your mistakes, but then also learn the positives that you did so you can keep that in the back of your head and just know that you are doing things right. It's just you got to tweak your game just a little bit just, you know, to be there at the end because hockey's a game of mistakes and the less mistakes you make at the end of the year, the better for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.